You're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 236, entitled How to Reprogram Your Subconscious Mind for Happiness and Success, I do a solo episode. That's right, it's me, Justin Stenstrom, on the mic today. I'm switching up the interview format for today's episode. It's been probably 2 to 3 months since I actually did a solo episode, so I kind of missed it, and actually I missed it so much I'm probably going to do another one in the next couple weeks. But that said, the topic today is actually one that is near and dear to my heart, and one that is very profound, and one also that I think is often overlooked. I don't know why, because it is so profound. But it tends to be overlooked in this, in the self-help community, and also definitely in the podcasting community, the subconscious mind, what it is and how to reprogram it. That's really what I want to cover today, because when you can tap into the subconscious mind, you can change all aspects of your life. Basically, any aspect, any area of your life where you're struggling is probably related in some part to your subconscious mind's programming. And when you can program it, you can tap into that, reprogram it to favorable things, you could literally change your life overnight. That's the type of change we're talking about here. That's the type of power that we're talking about when we're talking about the subconscious mind. So I'm going to dive into what the subconscious mind is in a moment, and then also share the strategies for tapping into that subconscious mind. But I also first want to mention that the Elite Life Nutrition website has been updated recently. Oh, actually, just a couple days ago, it was officially updated. So now on EliteLifeNutrition.com, you can order all of our products. Right now, we have 13 products, and it's growing rapidly. But now you can order all our products directly on the website. So you don't have to jump through hoops anymore. You don't have to go through Amazon to get our products specifically. We're still on Amazon, yes, but you can also go directly to EliteLifeNutrition.com and order from there. I highly recommend you check it out. We have all types of savings and rewards for you to save more money and to give back to you for helping us and supporting Elite Life Nutrition along the way. For instance, when you buy in bulk, when you buy multiple products, multiple numbers of the same product, you will get discounts of say 5%, 10%, up to 15%. Also, we have different bundles of products that we put together that complement each other. So when you buy these groups of products together, you will also save a significant amount of money when you do this. So that said, go to EliteLifeNutrition.com. Make sure you check out the new website. Look around, check it out. Let me know your feedback as well and what you think about the site. I'm really excited about the site and what we've done over the past couple of months working on it. I actually thought it was only going to take a few weeks to really update the site. It took a little longer than we thought, but I think it came out even better than I imagined it was going to be. It's really cool. It looks great, I think. And I want to hear your feedback on the website. And also, just get some products. Order from the website. If you take products already and you've been ordering from Amazon, jump over to the website. Let me know what the experience is like ordering from the website. My bet, my guess is that you're going to love it a lot more, because we do have a lot more features on this website that you can do that Amazon doesn't necessarily have. As well as, I haven't mentioned that, but if you order, I believe, 75 or more, you get free shipping, which many of you don't have free shipping through Amazon. So when you order products, multiple products anyways, on the website, you will get free shipping most likely. As soon as you hit over the 75 mark anyways, you'll get it. But that said, let's dive into this episode. EliteLifeNutrition.com is the website, by the way. It's the same website. It hasn't changed. Just the format of it and the ability to order products has changed. But let's dive into this today's topic, which is that of the subconscious mind. So what exactly is the subconscious mind? The subconscious mind is the part of your mind that controls upwards of 95% of the actions that you do throughout the day. 95% of your life is dictated by the subconscious part of your mind. 5% is the conscious mind, the when you consciously think of things, when you think of, oh, I'm going to go over here, or, oh, I want to solve this problem, or, oh, I'm going to talk to this person. When you logically think of things, when you consciously think of things, that is your conscious mind at play. The thing is, the problem, you could say, is that you can't consciously control so much of the things that are going on. For instance, your feelings and emotions, you can't consciously dictate that. That is subconscious mind at play. The subconscious part of your mind controls things like your unconscious bodily rhythms, say your heartbeat, your breathing when you're not consciously thinking about your breathing, like say meditating, your breathing, your muscle movements, your digestion, your feelings, your emotions. That's all subconscious mind at play. So if you're feeling like shit, for instance, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling like crap, if you're feeling depressed, you can't just consciously snap your fingers and say, I want to feel great, and all of a sudden you're going to start feeling great, because that's you trying to manipulate your life with your conscious mind. Again, this is all controlled by your subconscious mind, so you would need to tap into your subconscious mind and figure out which programs to switch around so then you could actually feel good. There's ways of doing it, and that's what I'm going to talk about in today's episode, but it's not the way that most people think. You can't consciously operate a program that is being controlled by your subconscious mind. It just doesn't work that way. However, you can tap into the subconscious mind and make the changes that you need to change, and then tap back out and then live in the real world. And all of a sudden, you start to feel great because you change those programs. And then that's now your output. Your output's just incredible. That's how the subconscious mind works. So before we dive into exactly how to change your subconscious mind, I think we should know exactly what the subconscious mind is. And the truth is, as much as I would like to tell you the subconscious mind is this, this, and this, the fact is the subconscious mind is still a bit, actually a mystery. It's definitely a large mystery at this point. Even science in the 21st century and going forward still hasn't been able to explain exactly what the subconscious mind is, exactly what's controlling basically our lives, our heartbeats, our blood flow, our bodily rhythms, our unconscious bodily rhythms, our digestion, our breathing, our muscle movements, when we're not just consciously thinking of, say, moving our arm. There's actually a whole bunch of tiny muscles and motor neurons and things that go into moving your arm up just to pick up, say, a glass of water. All of these things are controlled by your subconscious mind, but what the hell is the subconscious mind? Nobody really knows. Maybe it's probably related to spirituality, probably related to religion. It's probably related to philosophy and all kinds of things like that, where people think of and have all these belief systems surrounding some type of force or some type of energy or some type of God. Who the hell really knows exactly what it is? All I'm telling you is that from a practical standpoint, from a point of you being able to change your life on a day-to-day basis, the subconscious mind is the part of your mind, the part of your being, a part of who you are that controls up to 95% of the things that you do, the feelings that you have, the emotions that you have. Those things are all dictated by this mysterious thing called the subconscious mind. Now, I don't want to get too esoteric and too off topic here, but I do want to give you an analogy, and that is the subconscious mind. You can think of it as basically like a computer, and you feed it programs, you give it codes all day long, whether you know it or not, you're giving it codes, you're installing softwares into your computer, and your subconscious mind takes all of these programs and softwares and files and everything else, and that's the genesis of how your computer runs. Your computer is you. The programming, the coding, all of that stuff is the software that the subconscious mind is. Without the software, the computer's not going to run. Yeah, you can probably hit the power button, but you're not going to really be able to do much else. It's all the software, all the files, all the programs that are in the computer that makes the computer run, makes it efficient, and makes it able to do incredible shit. So the body is basically the computer itself, the hardware. The software is where all the magic happens. And again, you can't just willingly, it's kind of also like a castle. So you can think of your subconscious mind as a castle. It's heavily guarded with security, and it has a moat, and it has giant walls so intruders can't come in, and you can't actually just willingly go in because you don't have a key either. But all your incredible treasures, all the wonders of your life are within this castle, are housed within this castle. Everything you could ever want in life is within this castle. And you want to access this castle from time to time. But you need to go around the security guards. You need to go around the wall. You need to get across the moat, the water in the moat, and with, say, like a raft or a boat, so you don't get stuck in the water, you don't drown. You have to go around all these security measures to access your castle, or in other words, your subconscious mind. So those are two different analogies of kind of how the subconscious mind works. It's basically just thinking of yourself as a computer and thinking of the subconscious mind as the software. And also the castle analogy, which is basically you can't just access this whenever you want. But if you use some of these strategies that we're going to talk about in a moment, you can access these programs. You can install, reinstall, or switch around some of these programs or move different softwares around. And you can upgrade the software that you have by doing these types of things, by making the changes to your coding and those types of things. You can make changes to the coding of your mind, the coding of your subconscious mind. You can change your feelings and emotions. So instead of trying to consciously say, you know, if you feel like shit, if you're depressed, if you're down and out, instead of trying to consciously say, I want to feel good and snap your fingers and trying to feel good, you can actually reprogram your subconscious mind with feeling good programs, with programs of feeling great, with programs of having incredible confidence, with the software needed where you're going to feel incredible. And all of a sudden, you no longer have to try to magically make things happen consciously because it's not going to happen. But you can reprogram the programs of negativity that are installed in your subconscious mind with positive programs, with the programs that you need, the programs that you want to feel happy and to feel great. And I know that's fast, and I know that's kind of a quick way to put this all together, but I do want to give you a visual of what this kind of looks like and a couple of analogies of how the subconscious mind actually works. Because like I said before, the truth is it's still a mystery of what the subconscious mind really is, but thinking of it in regard to the computer analogy or in regard to the castle analogy, I think is a good way to really understand the concept of how the subconscious mind actually works, which is more important to really... It's more important to really understand how it works as opposed to understanding what it truly is. But just getting a little grasp of that, I think, can help. But let's dive right into it because I've been talking about this for a while now and I want to actually give you some takeaway tangible tips today. So the first thing to know when it comes to reprogramming your subconscious mind, probably the easiest way to reprogram your subconscious mind is to manipulate your environment. So if you're in a shitty environment, if you're a kid and you're getting bullied all the time, you're getting picked on, you're at a terrible school, you're getting in fights all the time because there's kids picking on you and they're just starting shit with you. And, you know, all these negative things are happening in your life. You go home, your parents really aren't around, or say your parents are working and they just can't spend as much time with you as possible. So you have a shitty babysitter coming in and, you know, the babysitter's not paying attention to you. Maybe even the babysitter's beating you and child abuse and is going on and all those types of crazy things. If you have a child like that who is getting horrible negative inputs all day long, what's going to happen over time, probably relatively quickly, is that child is going to have horrible outputs. The child's probably going to be depressed. It's probably going to have anxiety. He's probably going to have all kinds of worries and fears surrounding his life and surrounding what's going to happen to him on a day-to-day basis. He's probably going to have low self-esteem, he's probably going to have low confidence, and he's probably going to feel like shit. The best way to change, and again, this is all because the stimuli from this kid's environment is all negative. So when you feed the coding, so to speak, into the software of this kid's computer is all negative coding. There's probably a bunch of viruses and malware and all kinds of shit going into this kid's programs. Poor kid has all these terrible things happening to his software and his computer. His output, his function is going to be horrible. That you're not going to be able to do anything on that computer because it's going to be so fucked up. The best way to change this kid's subconscious mind, or in other words, the programs, the softwares that are on this kid's computer, is to simply change his environment, to get him to a positive environment, to put him in a place where there's no bullies in his school, to surround him with a bunch of friends, a bunch of cool kids who actually look out for him and care about him and who actually care about his well-being, to put him with a babysitter who loves him and actually cares about kids and treats him great and takes him out to the park, or even better, to have maybe his parents cut back on work and actually spend more time with the kid and they do all these things with him. All of these things would be great, incredible inputs to this kid's coding, to this kid's subconscious mind, and actually would reprogram his subconscious mind to have positive outputs, to have the good things happen to him, to have his computer working like never before, like tip-top shape, like a brand new Mac or whatever, or iPhone or whatever you want to think of. Basically, the environment is the easiest and simplest way to change your subconscious mind. If you have a shitty environment, if you have even a neutral environment where you're not having a positive feedback all day long, if you're having the neutral or especially negative environment, your output's probably going to be negative. It's actually most definitely going to be negative. So the fastest way to change your subconscious mind in this regard is simply just to change your environment. You got to move yourself to a place where you're actually nourishing, you're feeding the codes, the good positive codes into your subconscious mind of good programming, of good things happening, of positive happiness, of friendship, of companionship, of confidence, of having good things happen to you constantly, like all day long. You want to just be doing good things to nourish and feed your subconscious mind positive things. And that's really the first thing. And it's one of the things that's often overlooked is the environment. But the environment is so critical to your subconscious mind. And it's also so critical to your success and happiness in life for this very fact. The second way to reprogram your subconscious mind is to use affirmations. Now, admittedly, I'm not a huge fan of affirmations, but I will admit that they work. And they work tremendously for people who use them all the time. The key to affirmations is really to use them habitually throughout the day. So most people have thoughts throughout the day. The number changes depending on which study you cite, but most people will have, say, 70,000 thoughts a day, and approximately 60 to 70% of those thoughts are negative thoughts or non-productive thoughts. And again, just like the environment, when you have constant stimuli or constant inputs into your subconscious mind, because again, your subconscious mind is like an antenna. It is constantly on and constantly taking in all of the information surrounding it, all the stimuli in its environment. It's constantly taking it in, even if that stimuli is coming from within, from your own production. You're creating these own conscious thoughts and feelings throughout the day because you're thinking of these things, not feelings, but you're creating all of these thoughts, and negative thinking. You're actually creating this stimuli in your brain. And again, your subconscious mind is taking everything in. It's like a recorder. It just records everything. So with that said, if you constantly have, say, 70% of your thoughts are negative, someone who's really depressed might even have more than that, 70% of their thoughts are negative all day long, that stimuli is going to be negative. So you shouldn't be surprised when your output is negative as well. If you have 70% of your thoughts being depressing thoughts, your subconscious mind basically only knows the depressing thoughts. It only knows that depression that is being fed. And so the output is going to be more depression. You're going to feel like shit all day long. You're going to feel like crap. So when you do affirmations, you're actually changing this. You're kind of breaking that cycle of the negative or non-productive thinking into positive thinking, into positive affirmations. You're actually literally consciously changing the way you think about things because you're, you know, most of the time verbalizing these things aloud, and you're saying different affirmations aloud of positive things that you want to happen or positive things that are happening to you right now in those moments. And the more you can do this habitually throughout the day, the more you're going to interrupt that naturally negative or non-productive thinking that is set to run its course throughout the day in your life. The more you habitually affirm things in a positive manner, you're going to change the stimuli from being one of negative stimuli from your thinking to being positive stimuli. And again, that positive stimuli is going to directly impact your subconscious mind. It's going to reprogram that subconscious mind. The reason I don't love affirmations is because I'm not a huge fan of doing things habitually throughout the day like this. It's just not my thing. I understand people who do it. And I respect it, actually, that people are committed to things like affirmations. They can constantly do it, like, you know, every half hour, every hour that they're awake, they're saying a certain phrase or mantra, and they do that, you know, all day long. It's cool. It works for them. That's great. For me, I just, it's not my thing. I don't really like doing that type of thing. I've instead used some other things on this list to greater effect in my life. But again, I want to share this information with you because you might be one of those people who just loves to take, you know, a minute out of their day every hour, or every couple hours or half hour and just say, you know, some positive shit to yourself, which is great. I mean, it breaks the cycle, like I said, and it actually does in fact work. So the third thing is taking action every single day. This is the third way to reprogram your subconscious mind. Doing things, good things, healthy things, things that you know are going to help you in your life. Taking the action to make these things happen in your life every single day is another way. It's similar to one and two here, where you're actually manipulating your environment and actually sort of using the habituation again. Like, you don't actually have to say things aloud as in affirmations, but habituation in the sense where you're actually doing things over and over again to get that change in your subconscious mind. This, again, is another very easy way for you to tangibly go out and start changing your subconscious mind. Because when you do these things, when you actually take the actions and the steps needed to change your life, you actually change the subconscious mind. You're changing that environment. You're changing that stimuli going into the subconscious mind. You're feeding it the good coding, the good programs, and the good software that it needs to then have the good outputs in your life, to have the good feelings and emotions and all the other things that you want to be beneficial in your life when it comes to your subconscious mind. If it's controlling all these areas of your life, you want to make sure that you're giving it the best resources it needs to thrive. And by taking action every single day, by, say, having different goals and different things that you want to get done and actually making sure you take the steps to do those things, you're going to be feeding your subconscious mind unbelievable things. So again, this one's pretty easy. It's not hard to take action every day. It's simply moving the needle one step forward every single day and trying to do a little more than the day before. We do this all the time. We talk about this all the time on the Elite Man podcast, and it's about being the best man you can be, being the best person you can be, and actually getting those things done that you want to get done by pushing yourself out of your comfort zone sometimes, doing shit maybe that scares you sometimes, or just having big goals and being able to go after those goals. If you're someone who just lets life pass them by, you're not taking the actions every single day to change your subconscious mind. You're being passive and you're letting your environment and your life circumstances dictate how your life's going to be. If, however, you're someone who has incredible goals, who has incredible ambitions and actually goes after those goals and ambitions and does those crazy things that has to get done, even though it takes a lot of work, a lot of time, you're doing those types of things, you're taking those steps, those are all the types of things that are going to change your subconscious mind and reprogram it for success and happiness. And the fourth way to change, to reprogram, I should say, your subconscious mind is through meditation. And this is one that I've been researching the past few months. I've mentioned it various times on the podcast. Guys like Dr. Bruce Lipton I've had on the show, Dr. Dawson Church, who was on the show recently, I think 3-4 episodes ago. Incredible guy. And I've actually been doing his meditations as well. I got the heart rate heart variability monitor that he recommended in the episode. It was like $160. It's called like Heart Math or something like that. At first, I did it and I thought to myself, what the fuck did I waste $160 for on this thing? Because the first day I tried it, I thought it sucked. I thought it was pretty stupid. However, the second day I tried it, I kind of went back to it. I was like, all right, I'm definitely going to return this because it sucks. It's, you know, terrible. It doesn't work. And the second day I did it, I actually liked it. I kind of figured out how to really use it because I didn't really use it the right way, a correct way, the first day I tried it and just kind of chalked it up to being a waste of money. The second day I tried it, I actually really liked it. And then from that point forward, I actually loved it. So the heart rate monitor basically allows you, it gives you feedback. It's called Heart Math or something like that. But it basically gives, and he mentioned it in the episode as well, It gives you feedback on heart coherence, which is basically like the secret to what he calls the secret to the secret, or the secret of the law of attraction, how the law of attraction really works. You got to have heart coherence to actually have these types of things come true in your life or have the feelings and emotions that are attached. You have to have the heart line up with the brain, or the mind in this case, line up with your feelings and emotions and those things that you want to attract in your life. That's kind of some deeper shit, I guess, beyond this episode. We're talking about subconscious mind and actual, like, practical methods of tapping into the subconscious mind. But there's definitely something to that as well. And the more I do this meditation stuff, the more I research it, the more incredible it really is. And the more I actually like it. So I'm actually in love with the heart rate monitor thing, the heart math, heart coherence thing. The more I do it, the more heart coherence I'm hitting. And I feel incredible when I'm done with these sessions, which is why I actually love it. But the thing is with meditation, so meditation is basically the one of the best ways to tap into the subconscious mind. It puts the guards down. So if we're talking about the castle analogy, it puts the guards basically to sleep. It opens up the gates. It gives you a little raft so you can go across the moat, swim across there all happy, and just walk right inside your castle. That's kind of what meditation does. It puts you in such a relaxed state of mind, but not one where you're sleeping, but one where you're super relaxed and highly suggestible to new things that are happening. And yes, for people who have listened to me in the past, I am alluding to something else, which I'll talk about in a few moments. But meditation is just an easy way to tap into that subconscious mind by doing these types of things, by getting into a meditative state of mind, by listening to someone like, say, Dawson Church or Joe Dispenza or Bruce Lipton, I believe, has meditations as well. Or there's so many guys out there who have little meditations that can just walk you through a couple of minutes and get you into that heart coherence type of state of mind where you just feel incredible. And then all of a sudden, you start to be able to again tap into the subconscious mind and then feed it things like feeling great or feeling positive or feeling energetic or feeling happy. When you're in a meditative state of mind, you can then create things by visualizing things, by actually seeing them, by feeling them in your mind, having these different emotions and feelings, and actually almost like you're an actor and you're pretending that you have these things. When you start to pretend these types of things, I've said this too in the past many times before, pretend to be great, pretend to have confidence. When you actually pretend to have these feelings or emotions that you want, when you're in this meditative state of mind, you actually start to get those types of things, because this is the secret to tapping into the subconscious mind. It's letting those guards down. It's letting your security system down and then programming it the good shit that you want, those good feelings, those good emotions. And you do those things. You program it by actually feeling those things, by actually embodying those things, by being that actor and stepping on stage and just having whatever emotion or feeling or thing that you want. You pretend that you already have it. And when you're in this suggestive, highly relaxed state of mind, this meditative state of mind, that's when the magic happens. So again, I'm really into meditation the last few months especially, and just the incredible profound effects it has and has had, and research is coming out on it. The more and more research that comes out on it, the more powerful and just incredible it really is. And the potential for meditation to heal things, to change your life, to make you and your life better, it's so incredible. It's probably my favorite thing on this list. And 6 months ago, it wasn't even on this list. So that's how much I'm into meditation right now. The fifth way to reprogram your subconscious mind is through NLP. And NLP is something I've talked about on the podcast a number of times. I've interviewed a number of NLP guys as well. NLP is one of my favorite ways to dramatically and rapidly change your feelings and emotions. And there are so many different techniques out there, but the ones I followed are from guys like Dr. Richard Bandler and John Grinder, the founders of NLP. Also, Paul McKenna is another favorite of mine. These guys are just incredible. The work that they've done over the years is incredible. But NLP is simply, it's kind of, and the funny thing is too, I'm looking at this list now, and the things that I've mentioned about reprogramming your subconscious mind, all of these things are kind of related in one form or another. They all sort of do the same things, just in a slightly different way. So with NLP, you're basically, all of your perceptions and senses, you're getting as many things as possible working for you. So you can actually have a feeling like you're in a picture. Say you want to change, you want to get over a fear. You picture yourself having the fear, like you're going through almost like a movie, and you have that fear of, say, snakes, and you know, you're holding the snake and you're flipping out, you know, going crazy because you're petrified of snakes. Then all of a sudden you turn that picture black and white and you shrink that picture and you get rid of that picture. Like you can throw it a mile away. It disappears from your eyes because you've thrown it so far. You replace that picture with a new picture. And the new picture is you holding a snake, smiling, laughing, even having good feelings of just like loving the snake, or at least being very content with holding the snake, and you know, it doesn't faze you at all. That's the new picture. So you're basically replacing an old picture, which is an old memory or an old feeling, and you're replacing that with a new one, a new feeling, and you're visualizing this new feeling, this new picture, almost like a giant movie screen, and you get it as vivid as possible. All the colors, all the senses are going here, the hearing, the visualizations, the touch, the taste, the sound, if there's sounds, all of those things, you want to work them as much as possible because you want this picture to be as bright and vivid and clear as possible. And when you do that, you're stepping into the new version of yourself that you want to be. And that's what NLP does. It allows you the ability to change whatever imagery, whatever senses that were attached to an old feeling or an old fear even, or an old thing that you want to get rid of, and replacing it with something new. And you can do this just with your mind. You're doing it by visualizing, by getting all these cues, these senses, and honing them in, so you're making it almost become a reality. You don't actually have to go through the motion. There's so many, and by the way, there's so many different studies of late, especially by guys like Joe Dispenza, where you don't actually have to physically do something for your body, your subconscious mind, to take over and actually make changes. I'm going to quickly read something out of Dr. Dispenza's book called Becoming Superhuman, or Supernatural, actually, Becoming Supernatural, where he talks about basically people visualizing playing the piano and becoming as good as people who actually played the piano. So they never actually played the damn piano. They just visualized playing it, and their minds took over and actually made them as good as the people who really played it, which just goes to show you, when you have your visualization down, when you can step into this and actually create a full real life, real world imagery and sensory of what's happening and what you want to change, whether that's depression, anxiety, confidence, whatever issue, when you can make that picture a reality and step into that, you can change anything. So here's a passage right out of the book. A team of Harvard researchers took a group of volunteers who had never before played the piano and divided the group in half. One half practiced a simple five-finger piano exercise for 2 hours a day over a period of 5 days. The remaining half did the same thing, but just by imagining they were sitting at the piano without physically moving their fingers in any way. The before and after brain scans showed that both groups created a dramatic number of new neural circuits and new neurological programming in the region of their brains that controls finger movements, even though one group did so by thought alone. That is incredible. Actually, here's another one right after this. This is another different study. So basically, that study just says that the people were able to create the same changes, neuroplastic changes in their brains, although one group didn't even play the piano, they just visualized playing it, they created the same change in their brain as the group that played the piano. There's another one right under that, which is, I mean, this stuff is just blows my mind. Similar studies show the same kinds of results with music, with muscle training. I can't read today. In a pioneering study at the Cleveland Clinic, 10 research subjects between the ages of 20 and 35 imagined flexing one of their biceps as hard as they could in five training sessions a week for 12 weeks. Every other week, the researchers recorded the subjects' electrical brain activity during their sessions and measured their muscle strength. By the end of the study, the subjects had increased their biceps strength by 13.5%, even though they hadn't actually been using their muscles at all. They maintained this gain for 3 months after the training session stopped. That is fucking unbelievable. These guys literally didn't lift a single thing and were able to increase their muscle, bicep muscle mass by 13.5%. That is unheard of. So the same, and again, this is the guy Dispenza who's talking about the meditation shit, but I'm relating it to NLP because, like I said before, all these things are basically connected. They're just different ways of doing the same thing. And when you're doing NLP, you're doing the exact same thing that these guys did in those research studies, where you're visualizing these types of things instead of actually, I mean, this is even more incredible than what I just said about changing feelings and emotions, because that is honestly a lot easier to change a physical body part or whatever physical changes you're making. Emotional and feelings, things like that to change are actually really quite easy to change when you visualize them correctly and you have the visualizations matched up, say with NLP or with meditation. When you're doing those types of things, it's dramatically easy to change your feelings and emotions over time. It's not, again, I'm not saying this is a magic pill or anything like that, but it is pretty easy, generally speaking, to make some profound changes when you can get the visualization, then get all those senses going. When the more senses you get, the more vivid and clear you can make those pictures in your mind when you're doing NLP, the faster you're going to see results and the better your results are going to be. The sixth way to change your subconscious mind is to use something called binaural beats. Binaural beats are basically, and I believe I talked about this a long time ago, once upon a time, I forget the guy's name, I should remember him because he was a great dude. I forget exactly what episode, maybe like 140, it's a total shot in the dark guess. A long time ago though, I had this guy on who was talking about isochronic chambers, basically chambers where there's no sound, and the incredible effects, healing effects that they can have on all kinds of things. And one thing he talked about was basically, I think it was isochronic tones, he called them. Isochronic tones, I believe, is what he called them. But they're essentially binaural beats, and it's the same type of thing. And, you know, whether you say, whether you use or say his tones or, you know, his teachings, or whether you call them binaural beats, what they do is it's different audible, different sounds. Generally speaking, it's two different tones that have different frequencies, and they can manipulate your brainwaves. So you have gamma, beta, alpha, theta, delta, all types of brainwaves going on all the time. And different ones, like delta is the deep sleep one, theta is light sleep, alpha is when you're super relaxed, beta is fully conscious, and gamma is like highly conscious and very engaged, typically when you're doing some type of motor function. That's gamma. If you want to change your subconscious mind, if you want to tap into the subconscious mind so you can have different positive, say, feelings or emotions or reactions to different types of things, you can actually, and this isn't just crazy far off science, this is actually cutting edge stuff, but it actually, there's so many people that have benefited from doing this, even just going, I forget the guy's name, I want to look it up in a moment, but I think his name is David Krantz. If you work with people like him who have done this type of stuff, the clients that he's had, the people that he's seen make incredible changes in, I mean, it is. And again, more research needs to be done in this area as well. But the profound effects that he has just by simply tuning in the right types of frequencies into the brain, you can literally change the brain waves going on in your brain. And if you do this recurringly, you do this consistently, you can make some dramatic change in your life. So binaural beats, definitely try them out. A lot of times they are actually added into different meditations that you might listen to. Like if you have an MP3 of a meditation, sometimes they're added into the meditation itself. Other times they're added into what I want to talk about in a moment. And I actually just looked up his name. So his name is David Krantz. I should have known this, and I feel bad, David, if you're listening, because he was a great guest, great dude. David Krantz was his name, and he has anechoic chambers, not isochronic. Anechoic chambers was the no sound chambers that have incredible healing benefits on their own. And the beats that he was talking about, those sounds are actually isochronic sounds, or isochronic tones, I should say, isochronic tones. But they're basically binaural beats, and again, they manipulate your brain waves in a favorable way to that of what you want to have. So if you want to be, say, more alert, or you want to be more relaxed, or you want to feel like you're in a meditative state, or a sleepy kind of state of mind, you can actually put on these different types of tones and tap into your subconscious mind. They can actually help you tap into or get into the type of, say, state that you want to be in. And then, you know, you use some of these other things like you that we talked about before, the NLP or the meditation, or the seventh way, which is by far my favorite on this list, or actually I just said meditation was my favorite. Meditation is probably my new favorite, but self-hypnosis is my historically all-time favorite way to tap into your subconscious mind. And I just gave it away. Self-hypnosis is the seventh way. It is the best and simplest and most effective way I've found to change your life, because it's so easy to just tap on a good MP3 of a hypnosis, sit back for 20 minutes, and let the hypnotist guide you through a session of hypnosis. when you're in the session, you're basically put into a meditative state of mind, and then you're given suggestions or affirmations, positive affirmations, fed directly into your subconscious mind. Again, this is the coding, this is the programming, this is the software, all the favorable shit that you want to go into your computer, which is your body, and which is your life. You want all these things to be coded well. And with self-hypnosis, you can do all these things very easily and very rapidly. You just let the hypnotist do all the work for you. All you got to do is not fall asleep. And all you got to do is not be like ridiculously conscious, like alert and worried and thinking about things and, you know, analytical brain network. You just tune that off, relax, don't fall asleep, and you're going to benefit from self-hypnosis. It's that powerful. It directly goes in and does all of these things that we're talking about here, or most of them anyways that we've talked about, and does it all at once. And it does it great. And again, combining them with things like binaural beats can absolutely help and get you into that state of mind that you want to be in. The probably alpha, I believe, Dr. Church mentioned this as well, Dawson Church. I believe he said alpha. He might have said delta, but I think it was alpha. Was the state of mind that you want to be in. So it's either alpha or delta. It's either the light sleep or the very relaxed state. So either one of those two, but you want to be in that relaxed state of mind so you can actually get the benefits of self-hypnosis. If you're falling asleep, it's not working, though. I do want to add that. Self-hypnosis is just incredible, though. There's so many great ones out there. Dr. Andrew Dobson is a guy that I always recommended and one that I've used for many things. Paul McKenna has a bunch of self-hypnosis CDs as well. There's a shitload out there. There's a ton of free shit on YouTube as well. But you really can't go wrong by finding someone who's legit and just listening to them. It's like 20 minutes every day. It's really, really simple to do and something that I highly recommend that you do as well. But that's really it. I don't want to go on too long. I do want to wrap things up in a moment and just share with you the fact that your subconscious mind, if there's one takeaway, aside from the takeaways of actually how to manipulate and tap into your subconscious mind to reprogram it, if there's one takeaway, it's the power of the subconscious mind to actually change your life, to do incredible things in your life, to just take care of all kinds of problems that you may be having, whether that is a problem with depression or anxiety or low self-esteem, whatever it really is, the subconscious mind is probably at the root of that. And when you just tap into that by using any one of these strategies, and again, there's so many other ones out there. I can think of things like tapping, EFT, we talked about with Church as well. Just so many different ways for you to get into that type of state of mind. Even doing something like, say, an anechoic chamber, which I didn't even think of until just a couple moments ago, that could probably help you induce the state of being into, induce a state that would be very favorable for you to just then tap into the subconscious mind and start feeding it incredible suggestions of positivity, of, you know, affirmations, of NLP type of things, of visualization. I mean, there's so many different ways to do it, but I'm just giving you seven total ways to do it right now. But the biggest thing is understand that the subconscious mind is incredibly powerful, and that the faster you can tap into it, the faster you can harness its powers, the faster you're going to change your life, and the faster you're just going to be more happy and or happier and more successful. So that said, make sure you check out some of our YouTube videos as well. I know I talk about this all the time, but I do want to mention this as well. Go to elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube. We're doing pretty much 2 YouTube videos a week now, and I love the YouTube videos. We talk about all this type of stuff. I actually did a similar video called, I believe, 5 Ways to Program Your Subconscious Mind or something like that a few months back. Check that one out as well. It has some of the stuff we talked about and some of the stuff we added in today in today's episode. But I talk about mindset, success, confidence all the time on the YouTube channel. I think you guys are really going to love it if you haven't yet. If you've checked it out and you haven't been on it in a while, say like, you know, a few months ago, I've kind of changed the content and the flow of things on YouTube and the way the videos are actually done. And I actually like them a lot better as of late. So if you haven't been on the YouTube channel in a while, make sure you give it a second chance or give it a second go round and make sure you check out some of our recent videos. It's probably a dozen or half dozen that you haven't seen if you haven't been on in a month or two. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. And again, it's elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube. These videos are fantastic. I do believe they will change your life. And the faster we can build up the YouTube channel, the faster it's going to blow up and the more content I can give you. Because the more it blows up, the more I'm going to be doing it and the more I'm just going to be doing as many videos as possible. But I love the thing. We're at 2 videos a week right now. It's fantastic. It's fun. I love doing it. The feedback on it's been great. I'm going to continue to do it. Just do me a favor. Help me out by subscribing to the YouTube channel and also share it with some friends who you think may benefit from some of the videos. Also, last point I want to make is if you aren't following me on Instagram yet, stop being a complete psychopath. Make sure you get on it right now. The Instagram channel is also, not channel, but the Instagram social media platform, I guess you would call it, is another avenue I've been focusing heavily on lately. I really enjoy Instagram. I'm putting all kinds of behind the scenes content, shit that I don't talk about on the podcast or shit that I don't really actually share anywhere else. I'm putting it on my news story. My story is just constantly filled with all kinds of random shit, information, knowledge, studies, book references, actually special behind the sneak peek access into my upcoming book coming this fall. All kinds of stuff I don't post anywhere else. I will post on Instagram, whether it's just on my newsfeed. I guess you'd call it newsfeed on Instagram. I don't know what the hell else you'd call it. Whether it's on the newsfeed or probably more likely on the story, which I'm constantly posting on the story and just getting stuff that most people don't even know about or have seen because I ain't posting it anywhere else. I'll be honest. It's fun. Instagram has been really fun lately. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Justin Stenstrom. That's JustinStenstrom. That's it for today, guys. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Shoot me an email at Justin@EliteManMagazine.com or shoot me a message on Instagram after you follow me. I will respond. I do respond to all messages unless you're just saying some completely random shit or if you're a spammer, I will not respond to you then. But any legit message, I always respond on Instagram. So shoot me a message there. Or you can always hit me up on my email. That's it for today, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I'd like you to do, and that's this. Subscribe to our podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast episodes and all of our world-class advice absolutely free. Subscribe now if you haven't already and become an Elite Man today. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an amazing review. We really do appreciate it.